Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley to talk about the possibility of a white Christmas. So let's get started with this. What exactly counts as a white Christmas?
Yeah, the accepted rule for a white Christmas is to have at least an inch of snow on the ground on Christmas Day, and usually that measurement's taken in the morning hours. So that's the criteria that has to be met to get that official, if you will, white Christmas across the area.
Then is that just an inch of snow in general, or does it have to snow an inch?
Just whatever's left from previous events, or if it snows, early in the morning on Christmas Day, it can still, be some new snow early in the part of the day that can categorize into that inch. But yeah, just an inch on the ground, whether it's something that fell, weeks ago or whatnot, just that inch, no matter when it had fallen.
And then how common is it for the Washington County area to have a white Christmas?
Yeah, the data that they've used here for that statistic is from 1981 to 2010, and in that 30-year time frame, about 37% of Christmases were white here. So that's kind of the ongoing thought, is about 37% chance from year to year of a white Christmas.
What are the chances of a white Christmas here in Southeast Iowa?
Yeah, unfortunately, if you're hoping for one, the forecast model's definitely not looking good for us closing in on Christmas with some white on the ground. This warmer temp's going to continue, and any of the chances for precip, we have just a little bit of light rain or drizzle here later this week. And looks like, although temperatures do start to cool off a little bit into the weekend, not much in any prospect for any snow. So right now, it looks like we'll get into a brown Christmas outlook here for us with no real chances here in the early next week.
Then how do the current winter conditions or the current conditions for this time of year compare to years past or any historical trends?
We did have some colder, onset into the fall months. We had some colder than average October, November here across much of the Midwest here, including Iowa. But December may be kind of on that trend of certainly more of an above average month after the two preceding months had been below average. So kind of a little buck in the trend, if you will, from what we'd had in the previous months with these warm temps here that we've had in the month of December.
Then is there anything that travelers should watch out for as far as winter conditions around Southeast Iowa go, or for people who are coming into Washington?
The travel conditions, so far looking to be pretty good. Not good for a white Christmas, but good for travel here as we get more to the Christmas holiday time frame here. So good news for travelers. Most of the region, in fact, going to be pretty much without any real hassles due to weather. There is a system that may be bringing us the chances for a little bit of rain potentially as we get towards the middle of next week. And that could maybe bring us our next best chance for any measurable precip, but it looks like it'd just be mainly rain here for eastern Iowa with that system as we get to Wednesday and Thursday next week.
Then with that system of possible precipitation, is there any chances of that freezing over with the cold temperatures, or what's that looking like?
Yeah, so far it looks like we're pretty much in the warm sector of that system, so I think the chances for much in the way of frozen precip, probably more to the north and west up through Minnesota. Areas in Nebraska, the Dakotas at this moment. If that track were to shift further southeast, maybe a little more issue with some mixed precip here locally. But so far, the trends are hinting more towards rain.
Then for people who are traveling, how do you recommend people keeping up to date with the weather conditions of wherever they're heading?
Certainly stay tuned to the local media, for weather forecasts. We also have an app for phone. If you have an iPhone or Android, you can just grab our free weather app. Weatherology is what it's called, and you can get local forecasts for anywhere you are on the road. That tool actually uses GPS to generate a forecast for whatever location you're currently at.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley to talk about the possibility of a white Christmas. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.